KO4 HKX.
Good morning.
Early bird.
NC9V.
Morning. KN4 TFW.
KO4 CEF.
Got the whole crew this morning.
Crew, I like that.
Get once now. Got the whole crew in here.
Eric's still not there. Check on him today and see how his back surgery went, or he's doing with his recovery. Surgery shortly after I had my knee replaced. Can't remember exactly what day, but shortly after.
I've been out on the radio. Did everything go all right with
it? To him the day after he had it done. He said he was doing good, but I hadn't talked to him in a few days, so maybe I'll shoot him a text message and check on him and see how he's recovering.
Good morning, guys. KF4MUF.
KO4HKX. Morning to you.
The group. I just wanted to say good morning to y'all. I got to get out of here. I'm already at work. We're trying to start early with the heat, so just want to say good morning to the group, and we'll talk with y'all later. KO4MUF.
Take care, KO4TFW. Stay hydrated.
There in that heat.
Drink, go ahead.
And, drink plenty of water out there. KO4HKX.
KO4C. Yeah, it's going to be a hot one today.
What have you been up to? Hadn't talked to you in a day or two.
Just trying to stay cool, right?
I'm running from AC place to AC place.
Yeah, I don't know about down there, but they've been putting out messages about conserving power up here. More mention about turning up your AC.
Sacrifice. EV's not getting charged if I got to turn my AC up.
It's 73.
Right around 73, 74, somewhere right in there.
72, and then it drops in the evening, right before bed, when it's dark, and that way it can cool the house down. Everybody can sleep good.
Head back to the beach, St. Augustine this time.
Down a little bit before you get there.
It's been as bad down there as it is up here. It's only like 88 down there.
Please, coming in off the ocean.
But down to here yesterday, 88 was the highest I've seen. So I think today is supposed to be 91.
It was 100 yesterday coming home.
Yeah, because I think it was 95 when I walked out of the plant. I think the heat index was right at 100, so anything there is really close.
Ready reading 80.
72 up here. I looked before I walked in here. 88.
Going on 85. I don't know why they keep blocking off one lane.
They fun messing with people.
86.
Get on 85 and head north. The far left lane is blocked off. I think everybody's in the right. I don't know what we're doing over here northbound. Well, no, that's northbound. Southbound, I don't know what they're doing, but look like they had a lane blocked off right after you got on at 29. It's working. It's just the signs up. You know, they got the police car so you can see it, but other than that, that was it.
Truck wash this morning. NC9V back.
Washed.
So done now.
Or you can come wash it.
Over here, I'll do that. Wash it. By golly. 100 degree temperature, and I'll let the machine do it.
It's temperature. You do as much spray to yourself as you do the car.
Kids do it. You spray the kids while they're washing the truck. Scouts out there. Get them to have a car wash.
Don't like working.
Boys like working nowadays.
Cool project this weekend, and we're going to try to start by 8 a.m., so it's going to be warm, but It's been like pulling teeth trying to get people to say they're coming. So we don't even know how much head count we're going to have to get it done. But I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Project.
A rooftop ventilation training platform for the fire department. That way they can get up there and practice with the saws and the axes and stuff, opening up the roof. Project. I just hope it comes together well. As hot Saturday as it is these couple days.
Ken, what have you been doing?
I'm ready to go to the beach. Got the truck about half loaded and that, but not too much after that. Laid around on Sunday, but then stubbed my big toe and ripped half the toenail off, so I'm trying to nurse it, hopping around like Patrick.
That'd be painful. I had an interesting situation over the weekend. I realized I'd made my camping reservations for the Waynesville Hamfest June 25th and 26th, not the July 25th and 26th that it actually is. So I had to change those reservations. Anyway, because I got to pull a 50-foot pull-through site now rather than the 40-foot back-in site.
Head start on Waynesville, wouldn't you?
Thank you.
Driver come in yesterday pulling a container. He must have swapped trucks and left his license and all identification in another truck. He didn't have anything. Guard wouldn't let him in. He ended up dropping that trailer on the side of the road right there, and another driver had to come get it.
Turn them back, not the DOT man.
Yep, for DOT man. First tractor trailer come in, it had balanced tires on the trailer.
Tires? Wonder what size.
Looks like regular, you know, over-the-road trailer tires and that, but I'd never seen anybody balance them. Hell, half the time they don't balance them on a tractor.
It's on the tool truck. I didn't want it beating me around all day long.
Stuff in that tool truck to need it.
Dean Greer the other day. Matco tool truck in Greer.
Pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all have a good one, be safe, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your 5.
Have a great day. Stay cool. KO4HK.
Good one. Enjoy that assembly line. KN4TFW.
Take care, 73, NC9B.
That Matco truck, Captain Greer.
It was driving down Wade Hampton, headed north on Wade Hampton, along about Fuddruckers, or somewhere in there.
Nope.
You couldn't see. It was about half past me when I recognized it. All I can tell you is it was white.
That somebody probably called Tim to come over and fill in until they find somebody else, I guess.
Business.
Customer, not Matco doing anything.
Engine rep yesterday, the one they assigned to me, he was useless.
Well, able to go off the reservation yet?
I've still got this wound back on.
When I got on, the darn highway patrol come out, blocked off the interstate, got us all down to 30.
Today I'm going to Columbia.
Man, he just shot right across. There was a guy hauling down there on the left-hand lane. He just cut right in front of him. Lights are bright.
LED technology out there, man. They're blinding everybody now. Fellas, I'm pulling up at work. So I'm on 73 also. Y'all have a great day. Be safe. Talk to you later in C9B.
Have a great day. Try to stay cool also. KO4HK.
Be safe out there. KN4TFW.
surprised somebody hadn't complained about those lights, saying that they'll cause them more accidents than they're preventing.
I've been working on an accident or something, and man, you can't hardly see to get through.
Any nights.
Of his lights and everything, and so we're passing him. Now I see that the sign says road work 4 miles before I get to work.
Say, huh?
Fixing a road right here that, you know, they'd already, well, they called themselves paving it, but man, it is a terrible job. They should have left it like it was.
Yeah, some of those paved or repaving jobs are horrible.
The video on the news where the, this particular one was in Missouri. The road was buckling a little bit because of the heat.
Yeah.
Four lane through town, and it's buckling a little bit, so they got a sign out there that says bump, you know, and it's just a little hump there which kind of bowed up a little bit, and about the time this car gets there, that sucker popped up about an extra foot, and man, it just launched him.
I'll find that video.
The G, it was like Saint something with a G, I think. And that, but it was in Missouri, but it was like there's a car, in the picture, there's a car dealership across the street, and it, I mean, right at the time he got there, that sucker just lifted up. And if you were pulling a trailer or something.
Been bad.
How bad it'd been on your Matco Jewel truck if it got airborne.
Terrible. Inside and out.
I just saw a tractor trailer headed south. His sleeper was as big as my camper.
Watching it right quick. Well, that would have been a wild ride.
Saw it soon enough to get slowed down, but still it was, I'd be afraid I'd high center on it.
It caught at least 2 foot of air right there.
It did it any good.
Done a lot of damage to that car, a lot more than what it looks like.
It was on video anyway, right?
Paying for the repairs on that.
And I was pulling my travel trailer down through there, and that happened. It's like, man, that, like, it'd be a disaster.
That would be horrible, something like that. That's flying. I mean, he was not going that fast. It just, when road jumps up in front of you like that, there ain't nothing you can do about it.
It wasn't like it was gradually popping up. I mean, it just did it all at once.
You have time to react, to hit the brakes.
You put water on it and cooled it down, it would have went back down.
But that's not the only time that's happened. There's several videos of stuff like that happening.
Yeah, water softener salt today. I think I ordered 1,600 pounds.
When I can go again. Just driving me crazy in this house.
It's going. And, you know, it is a big change. I mean, it's even worse than when the hurricane hit. At least you could go down to the church, right?
Yeah, I can't drive for several weeks. So even when after I get this wound back off, I still have to get the wife to take me and drive me places.
They wouldn't even let you drive an automatic?
The right leg, they're worried about your reaction time to getting from the gas to the brake.
Reaction time probably be quicker than somebody on a cell phone.
Yeah, but you still got to think. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm doing really well recovering, but it still hurts to do certain things if you move real quick with something.
I didn't realize it until I stubbed his toe. The toe I stubbed on my right foot, how much I, like when I kneel down on the floor, I get down on that knee, you know what I mean? And it's like, dang, my toes, you know, hitting on the floor, and it's like, man, I had to swap up. It just feels so unnatural.
I know what you're talking about.
I don't know. It's going to be a while before I can kneel down on my right knee, that's for sure. New videos now with the Buckland Road. Here's another one. I don't know where it's at, or it's several years ago, but it's on an interstate, and cars are hitting it at highway speeds.
If the road was busy, at least maybe you could see the car in front of you get launched. I don't know how it would be if you were just going by yourself. You'd have to really be paying attention. Although that I-95, man, when we got on it there at 26 headed south, man, that thing's terrible.
While watching this video, it was in Minnesota, and the first car you see hit it, and then there's about six other cars hit it before they start slowing down, and they were close enough to where they should have been able to see it if they were paying attention.
Looking at some of the lines here, that's impressive. I might be able to see them now when it rains.
Do anyway, right?
So I pulled my camper on 95, of course I'm only running about 60, so I'm committed to the right-hand lane. And the left-hand lane is slick as a whistle, but the right-hand lane, every 10 foot, there's a repair. HF, KN4, TFW.
Really? It's been hard for me to get in here and get under the desk until this past weekend, so I might get in here and play around a little bit this week.
I just said Roger on that. Saturday we went to Susan's aunt's house over in Clayton. They're getting ready to move, and they were giving Susan some stuff. They're moving from a 3,000 square foot house in Sokoa.
A lot of stuff down.
Stuff. They just have, you know, it's like five bedroom, five bath, and it's just two older ladies.
That big a house anyway.
They had a lot of friends and a lot of friends over. Like the whole downstairs is all set up for handicap, you know, handicap showers and wider doors. And this house even that they're selling even has a darn elevator in it.
Pretty big house, you gotta have your own elevator.
Or if it isn't tile, it's hardwood hickory. It's in a gated community, but it's like on a mountainside. You gotta go up, and there's only, I think, 17 houses in this whole community, and she's got three lots for a total of 10 acres on that that they're getting ready to sell, but it's all the way at the end. You know what I mean? There's no, hers is like the last house at the end, and the road just keeps getting narrower and narrower, but it's all trees and that. It's just beautiful up there, but man, I can't imagine, you know what I mean, the house that big, you get lost.
Point.
I get back from the beach, I think on the 12th, I'm going to have to get me a enclosed utility trailer and pull it with my truck up there. I'll have a whole truckload and a whole trailer load of stuff that Susan's bringing back. Some for the kids, some Susan wants, some for her sister.
You'll have to rent you a moving van?
Give me a 5x8 U-Haul trailer. I think I can make it with that.
Look.
Down to the gate. I'm going to say 7-3. You rest up. I hope the knee gets to feeling better, and good to talk to you. Maybe I'll catch you in the morning. KN4 TSW.
You have a great day. Stay cool out there. And yeah, the knee's healing up pretty good, so hopefully I'll be back to my normal self here before too much longer. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.